Good to see you today. Thank you for being in Sunday school. This being the last Sunday in the month of July, July the 27th, 2025, we want to look at lesson number 6 today. And this lesson in the book of Nehemiah is one that is very important. I want you to see something here today in this lesson. The book of Nehemiah, we're going to be looking at chapter 3, verses 1 through 32. Now, if you have been reading here in the book of Nehemiah, and you have been looking at this chapter, you're probably thinking to yourself, man, this is a boring chapter. It's got all the names of these people and things that we're going to go through today. And you're thinking, how in the world can he have a lesson on all those weird names and things that I can't pronounce? But I want you to understand something today. God has a purpose for this, and I want you to see that in the lesson today, okay? So we're going to be looking at Nehemiah chapter number 3. The title of the lesson today is Delegate. Delegate. The week before I left here, it was a crazy week. It was just everything going on. We had Bible school going on. I had two funerals going on. We had other things that were happening. We're trying to get ready to go down to the Sword Conference and take care of things for my mom and get some other things done. And Brother Dave and I were coming back from somewhere. Where was it? I don't even know where we were at. Anyway, we were talking back and forth from Vacation Bible School. I think it was one night. And we were getting stuff ready for the hot dog fellowship. And he said to me, if you will be willing to delegate this, I'll be willing to take care of this for you. Take some of the load off. And man, I appreciated it. And then you folks stepped in and helped get everything set up, and as we were cleaning up and stacking up chairs and getting everything ready, closed out Sunday night, man, just to see everybody working together for one cause, and that was to be able to have that fellowship and get things done and get things cleaned back up. But the lesson title today is more than just that word delegate. We're going to see something here that will thrill your heart. I hope it will. It thrills my heart. Because the Bible verse, the theme verse from this lesson, is found in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 6. And this is what it said. It said, so built we the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. For the people had a mind to work. That's why we sang that song this morning, Work, for the night is coming. Folks, we need to have a mind to do the work of God today. To reach out and tell folks about the gospel. To help them to be able to grow and to live for the Lord in all that they do. My question, I guess, to you today in this lesson would be this. Are you willing to be a builder? Now, the walls of Jerusalem had been destroyed. The gates had been burned. The walls had been knocked down. There was nothing left but rubble. And now it was time for the people to rise up and build. We looked at that in our lesson last Sunday. And in this lesson today, we're going to see how it all came together and how God strengthened the faith of the people through Nehemiah's assigning them the various responsibilities in the work of the Lord. You know what? There are so many responsibilities that have to be done each week around this church. So many things. I was here yesterday. I mowed my yard yesterday morning, started early with that, and I finished up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I went in, took a shower, changed clothes, came back over here. As I was, Lisa dropped me off over here the first time, I think it was, and then she came back and got me, and then I went back and took her back home. I came back and I stayed until last night. But when I came in, there were folks here working. I saw Noah Muller out there mowing the grass. How many of you noticed the pretty grass out there today? It was all cut. If you didn't notice that, it took effort to do that. He and his brother were out there, Caleb. Caleb had the tractor with the bush hog on the back of it, mowing the ball field area. And Noah was up here with the zero turn. He was mowing everything. I came down into the parking lot, And there were folks here painting, striping the parking lot, and folks in our church. And they were working on that. And man, they were out there working diligently on that. Working. I mean, I'm talking young people, okay? A father and a son and some other folks working on that, striping our parking lot. I came in and saw how they'd stripped and waxed the floors around the outside here. They were going to do Baker, and I don't think they got in here to Baker yet, but they'll get to that pretty soon. But there's a lot of things that go on around this church each and every week that many folks never know, never realize all the work that has to be done. And if you'll remember, Nehemiah, he went through that night. And if you remember your little lesson, I gave you a picture of the walls, okay? And how he rode around that wall, looking at everything that had to be done, that had to be assigned, the work that needed to be done. Now it was time to delegate and to get the job done. There was no way for one man to do all that needed to be done. And that's the same way it is here at this church. Listen, our senior pastor, Pastor Belcher, he's the man of God that God has set to be the pastor of this church. But you know what? Pastor Belcher can't do it all by himself. He has several of us to help him in different areas of the ministry. And then each of you help us in different areas of the ministry. Some of you ladies that came in while I was gone, I was supposed to be here to fix lasagna and fix the dinner up on Thursday night for the dinner. And some of you ladies came in and prepared all that. Man, I appreciate that. They're going to be back next this coming week also, okay, to fix up another meal every Thursday night. We got folks preparing that meal for our soul winners to go out and tell folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? One person can't do it all. And that's why we want to see this lesson. I want you to see this lesson, how we each share the load of responsibility. We have to share the load. If you'll remember with Moses, when Moses was on the backside of the desert, he was working for his father-in-law as a sheep herder, okay? He took care of the sheep. But he noticed how that Moses was trying to do so much. And he gave him some good advice there in Exodus chapter 18. And I want you to turn there just a moment to Exodus chapter number 18. And in Exodus chapter 18, beginning in verse number 13, Moses' father-in-law gave some advice to his son-in-law that was a help not only to Moses, but it's a help to each of us here today as well. And this is what he said in Exodus chapter 18, verse 13, beginning in verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. And when they have a matter, they come unto me. And I judge between one and another, and I do make them to know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, and I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter that shall they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Man, you know what? Moses' father-in-law gave him good advice, did he not? Moses had to learn to delegate. You know, sometimes through the years, I have problems with that because I'm afraid to let loose of something, and if it doesn't get done right, then I'm in trouble, all right? But you know what? When you've got folks that you can depend upon, and you got folks that love the Lord, and you got folks that want to do the work, they have a mind to work for the Lord, it makes things so much easier, amen? It makes things so much easier, and I'm sure Pastor can attest to that as well. Paul advised Timothy to do the same thing over in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 1 and 2. And this is what he said. He said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." And you know what? That's what we've got to do. Each of us has a responsibility. Each of us has a ministry to perform today, a work to do in this ministry. And we need to determine that if we're going to do the work, we're going to do it with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might, as unto the Lord. That's how we're to do what we do for the Lord. So when Brother Gary and them clean the bathrooms, or the guys out here mow the yard, or we work to do this, or we work to do that, all that we do, we ought to do as unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. And that's how we ought to serve Him in whatever we do, in our workplaces or whatever. And I'm glad that God equips the saints to be able to perform the work that needs to be done. He puts the right people at the right place, at the right time, to get the job done that needs to be done for the Lord. And I'm thankful for that today. We read about all that in the New Testament as well. But you know what? The key thing I want you to see today is in our key verse. And it said here, So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Now let me ask you today, where's your mind today? Okay. Some of you might say, "Well, I didn't bring it with me today. I just didn't bring it with me." Some of us can say that every day. Amen. All right. But you know what? Our mind today needs to be on the work that has been set before us. We don't work in order to be saved, but we work because we are saved. Amen. We work for the Lord. We want to tell folks about Jesus because we know Christ as our Savior. So I want you to see here today, I want you to look at this. We see the delegation of work on the northern wall. Now, I don't know if you can see this or not, and this is my little copy. If you still got your little copy, that's good. But up on the northern wall up here, that's where they began their work, up on this northern wall up here, okay? They're going to begin here at the sheep gate. We're going to begin here in Nehemiah chapter number 3. And I want us to look here at verses 1 through 5, all right? Look at it with me. It said, "Then Eliashib," I want to see Miss Karen spell that, all right? Eliashib, okay? All right? "He was the high priest. He rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it. Even to the tower of Mia, they sanctified it. Unto the tower of Hananel. Now, if you look at your map, your little map of the city there, it started here, and it worked all the way through those two gates down to the gate of Hananel, okay? That's where they started. These were the priests that did this, okay? And next to them builded Zakur, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hazaniah. They built that, who also laid the beams thereof and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Now, that was not drinking bars. That was security bars, okay? All right? Don't let anybody tell you that any different. That was security. They were interested in securing their city. And they put the bars up there so that no one could get through those windows, those walls that they were fixing. Next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Kaz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, and the son of Meshezabeel. Next unto them repaired Zadok, the sons of Baana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired. But their nobles put not their neck to the work of the Lord. Their nobles put not their work to the work of the Lord. Their necks to the work of the Lord. In these places, they started at the sheep gate. And there at that sheep gate, you'll see that on the upper part of your little map. If you see that, if you have your map, all right? You'll see where they started that. The Bible said God gave Nehemiah wisdom to delegate the work that needed to be done to the proper people for each position that they worked. Many of these folks had special functions that they dealt with, and they took pride in making sure that the gate that they were working at and the walls that they were rebuilding would suit the function of the work that they did within the city. So this would help the work to be accomplished with greater joy and a greater zeal. And it would also place the workers in areas where they would be most productive. Now, we've got men here that do all kinds of work. Some do woodwork. Some do repair work. Some do building work and things like that. We've got ladies here that cook and can fix meals and all kinds of things. I would be foolish to take some of these men that build walls and build houses and build things like that and put them in the kitchen and say, okay, I need a meal for Thursday night, okay? That would not be wise. Some of these ladies, now some of them may be able to do this, I don't know, but they can cook. But if I set them up over here and say, listen, we got to get some painting done in here. We got to get some other things done. Can you help us with this? Can you do this for me? And they look at me and say, well, we'll do it, but we don't know what to do. You know, it would be foolish. God gave wisdom to Nehemiah to delegate to those people that had special interests and special concerns and special abilities to do those works. And he put them in those places to make sure the work got done. And we see here that Nehemiah then gave them, as the priests, okay, they were working at the sheep gate, he gave them the duty of rebuilding that sheep gate because this particular gate would have been a sacred part of their job as priests. This is where they brought in the sheep. They brought the sheep. They sacrificed sheep. So the Bible said here that they built the walls, they restored the gate, and then the Bible says here in verse 1, that they sanctified it. They blessed it. They set it up correctly. And then they set up the doors of it. Even unto the tower of Mia, they sanctified it unto the tower of Hananel. And that was a great distance on there. That's a lot of work to be done. And the priests were willing to do that. Why? Because the people had a mind to work. they had a mind to work. Their heart was set on rebuilding the city. They had seen how God had supplied their needs. God had done for them what no one else could do. Now in verse 2, we see that Nehemiah placed each group of workers exactly in the place where their talent and their skills would be most effective in the work of rebuilding. And you know, it's sweet how the Holy Spirit of God works like this, and how He does this even in our day today. Convicting the hearts of lost sinners, okay, to see their need of a Savior, then calling those folks to work in the harvest field of this old world so that they might in turn be able to sow the seed of the Word of God and help rebuild the walls of people's lives that have been damaged by sin. I sat back here listening to Josiah talking about how he feels like God wants him to be a missionary. And you know what? God brought him out of the orphanage homes in China, brought him under the loving eyes and the hearts of a family that loved him, chose to adopt him and bring him here, put him in a Christian school where he could hear the message of the Word of God and get saved. And now God has given him a heart to go and do the same for somebody else. Man, that's how God works, is it not? And that's what we are. We're just sinners saved by grace, brought out of a world of sin, brought into a family that loves us. We learn what the Word of God says. And you know what the first thing is we want to do? We want to get involved in helping others to tell them about Christ. And that's what God was doing here in this book. Praise God for that. Amen. I thank God for that opportunity. Now we see in chapter 3, verse number 2, next unto him builded the wall, builded the men of Jericho. And next to them, Zakur, the son of Imri. And you know, I thought about this verse in Psalm chapter 133, verse 1. You might want to mark this in your Bible somewhere. Psalm chapter 133, verse number 1. It sums it all up. David summed it all up this way. He said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." They dwelt together, they worked together, they served the Lord together, and man, it just brought them closer together. You see, every member of the family of God is important in the work of God. Do you see that today? Every member. This is why we've got to understand that for us to choose not to do what God knows that we can do and what He knows that we should do, that's sin. That's sin. When we choose not to do it, that's rebellion. And it leaves gaps in the walls, so to speak, okay? It leaves gaps that no one's working with. And our desire today through this lesson would be that we would see how that each of us can pick up and do some of the little things. Because the little things, little is much when God is in it, amen? Little is much when God is in it. So let's look at verses 3, 4, and 5. And here we see the fish gate rebuilt. The Bible said here, "But the fish gate did the sons of Hananiah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired." The sad part of this verse is it says, "But their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord." Now, I want you to see some things here in the time that we've got. I won't finish this today, but I'll finish it next week. Same famous words, right? But I want you to see, this is not just a boring chapter with lots of names in it that you can't pronounce. And I want you to see this. I just want you to see this today. It'll bless your heart when you see why God put this in the Word of God. I want you to see this. Here, from the sheep gate, The work progresses westward, okay? It progresses westward, all right? Toward the western side. It goes down to the middle of the gate, which was the site of Jerusalem's fish market. And the men of Tyre, okay, T-Y-R-E, as well as the local fishermen, would come and they'd sell their catches of fish from the Jordan and the Sea of Galilee right there every day. When we were in Israel, okay, and they would bring those fish in, I think they scaled them. I remember them. I think they were scaled. But they served that fish to us with the eyeballs and everything in it. The fins were all there. I mean, everything was there. My wife just laid a napkin over the eyes as she cut into that fish and we ate it. And, we fixed it all up. But, I mean, this is where they did their business. And so God used those men to be able to do that. They worked on the fish gate. And Nehemiah's heart probably rejoiced to see these fishermen and these herdsmen and these farmers who were so willing to work at rebuilding the walls and putting up the big beams and putting in the locks to the doors and making sure all the bars were in place to secure the buildings. But it grieved his heart to see that their leaders, that their nobles, put not their necks to the work of their Lord. You know what? I am so thankful that I got a pastor that's not afraid to work and to do things here at this church. He serves the Lord. He goes out with a soul winning. He tells folks about the Lord Jesus. He does things here. And a lot of people think, they never do anything around there. You should be here sometime, okay? Come and join the fun, amen? Come and join the fun. But listen, these nobles, they said, that's not for us. We're not going to do that. That's below us. Listen to me, folks. There is no job in the work of the Lord that is below any of us. Because were it not for the folks that did that work, listen, I look back in my life, had there not been a bus worker that would go out on Saturdays and visit, and a bus driver, and somebody that would work on those buses and do the mechanical work and keep the tires rotated and all this other stuff, and then set up and clean the church and have a Sunday school room for us where they would bring us into, and they'd bring all those kids. They separated us. All the boys went in one little class, and all the little girls went in the other little class. That was so we could concentrate on the lesson, okay? All right? They did that. There was wisdom in all that. And they did these things. Had it not been for each of those folks, I look at myself today and I wonder, where would I be had somebody not been willing to do the work of the Lord? And I want you to understand something, folks. No matter what you choose to do for God, little is much when God is in it. Your work is important unto the work of God. It's important. It would do each of us good to remember what the Scripture says when we're tempted to quit because somebody around us refuses to do work. I've heard folks say, well, if such and such would do this, then I'd get involved. Well, maybe what you need to do is get involved so that it would encourage them to get involved. Maybe they're saying the same thing about you. I don't know. But you know what? The Bible said this in Romans chapter 14, verse number 12. This is something each of us needs to remember. And this makes it personal. The Bible said, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 14, verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. You know what? I am going to give account unto the Lord for what I've taught you and what I've lived before you and how I have tried to set a good and godly example before you as the teacher of this class. Pastor is going to have a great deal of responsibility to account for, being the senior pastor over all the ministries of this church, for not losing a vision as many people have done. But folks, I want you to understand something. Each of us, as born-again believers, as born-again children of God, each of us, Paul said, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. You're going to give account for what you've chosen to do, whether it be sit back and criticize, or whether it be sit back and do nothing, sit back and snooze, or get up and rise up and build. Whatever we choose to do, we're going to give account unto God. Now listen to me, this is not to get you into heaven, but this is giving account as children of God that have a responsibility to do something for the Lord. Listen, every one of us can be found faithful. It doesn't take that much effort to be found faithful. Hey, listen, when my wife calls and texts me and says, "Honey, I know you got a lot of stuff going on there at church tonight and you got to get stuff ready for tomorrow, but supper's ready." And I said, "Give me another 10 minutes and I'll be there, okay?" Listen, I want to do it because I want to be there because I know she loved me enough to prepare that meal. And I wanted to go in and eat it. Man, last night we had pork chops and rice-a-roni, and we had tomatoes out of our little greenhouse. We were all excited about it. We had cucumbers. Man, we had bread. I mean, it was good. Man, it was good. But you know what? Every week, our pastor prepares a spiritual meal for each of us. And what? He gives the invitation. Come and dine Sunday morning, 9:45. You can come and dine in your Sunday school class. At 10:45, come and dine in the morning preaching service. Come back on Sunday night and come and dine because I've got a meal prepared for you. Wednesday night, got another meal prepared for you. And you know what? If I didn't come home and eat what my wife fixed, she would be upset with me. It would break her heart, would it not? She put in all that labor, all that time out there fighting off the bugs and the flies and getting those little tomatoes and slicing those cucumber pieces out and getting them all cut up, put it in vinegar and garlic and salt and pepper and the tomatoes in there and that vinegar and all that. Man, it was so good. I ate the whole bowl before I realized it was gone. And I looked at her and I thought, "I hope you didn't want any." It was gone. Man, I was happy for it. And you know what? It thrills your pastor. It thrills me to see our class full on Sunday. When folks aren't here, it grieves me because I'm wondering, where are they at? Why aren't they here today? Man, it grieves our pastor when you don't come and dine. When you don't come and dine. And listen, each one of us has a responsibility. We're going to give account unto God for the meals that we've missed, the meals that we didn't take heed to. And you know what? I want to be able to hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Don't you? Amen? We need to remember, the nobles didn't put their neck to the work of the Lord, but the other folks did. They said, "Well, you know what? That's their choice. We choose to do what God wants us to do." Why? Because the Lord had put a desire in their hearts and in their minds to do the work of God. Amen? And that's where we need to be today. Let's desire to do the work of the Lord. Next Sunday, we'll finish up the lesson, and we'll go from this point. I'm going to mark it right now so I'll know where we're at. You bring your little map back, okay, and I'll show you how they worked on these walls, all right? And let's pray, and we'll be dismissed this morning. Father, I love you. I thank you, God, so much for these lessons that teach us from the Word of God how that each of us have a responsibility to serve you, to live for you, to give you our very best with the abilities that you have given unto each of us. Lord, you're not requiring of us to do something we can't do. Lord, all you're asking us to do is something that we can do. And you'll empower us. And Lord, little as much when you're in it. And I pray, dear God, you'll help us to have a mind to work today, a heart to do the work of God, that souls could be saved and people would come to know you as their own personal Savior. Bless our pastor now, God, as he comes to preach to us in just a few moments. And Father, we'll thank you for all that you do. We love you. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Love you today. Thank you for being in class.